All day long, the snow has been falling steadily on the streets of the big city. Around the corner come Susan and Peter as they make their way toward the light that sheds a glow of warmth and friendliness. The light in the magic Christmas window.
Here we are, Peter. The magic Christmas window.
Oh, look. There's a new batch of toys in the window tonight.
Oh, I see them. They're mostly little animals you wind up.
Uh-huh. I'd love to play with them. Some magic would only hurry.
Listen, it's working now. The glass is disappearing.
Come on, Susan. Let's go in.
Oh, look, Peter. Here's a toy rooster. There's a little puppy dog.
Shall we wind them up?
Oh, let's.
Now, set it down, Susan, and let it walk.
All right. There.
Doesn't he look funny?
I say so. Wouldn't you love to have him for Christmas?
You bet. That's one of the cutest toys I've seen.
That's what they all say.
Pete, what was that?
It's me, Danny Duck.
Oh, hello. We're sorry we didn't see you.
That's all right. No one ever notices me. I'm so ugly.
Well, even if you're not so handsome now, what difference does that make?
What difference does it make? It makes a lot of difference.
And that's where you're wrong.
I am?
Of course. Would you like me to tell you a story to prove it?
Well, all right, if you think it will help.
Well, once there lived a mother duck and her brood of little ducklings. From the day they were born, the whole barnyard thought they were the handsomest little ducklings that ever lived. That is, all but one. They had a skinny little neck and a gray-green coat that made them different from the others. Because there were no mirrors in the barnyard, did not see that he was not so handsome as they. One day, the mother duck sent her children down to the pond for a swim.
Wee!
Isn't this fun?
More fun than anything we've ever done.
And see how the water sparkles so clearly. It makes a fine mirror to admire ourselves in.
Yes.
Except for the one with the skinny neck, we are the most beautiful ducklings in all the world.
Here he comes now.
Hello. Hello, ugly duckling.
Ugly duckling? Why do you call me that?
Because you are the ugliest duckling in all the world.
I am?
All you need do is look in the water and see your reflection.
It's true, my coat is a different color.
And your neck is long and skinny. You do not look at all as a little duck. Just...
It's true. Oh, dear. I must be indeed an ugly duckling.
Soon all the other little ducks in the pond took up the cry, ugly duckling. Ugly duckling, and so the little duck was so miserable, he could stand it no more and swam away. Time passed, things grew worse. One day when the others had been teasing, the little duckling sat down in the corner of the barnyard to cry. Hello, little duckling.
Who are you?
I'm Chickabiddy Shortshanks, the farmer's hen. Why are you crying?
Because I'm ugly and the others hate me so.
Oh, yes, I've seen how they pick and nag at you.
They will not let me be a minute.
Well, then if I were you, I would put a stop to it once and for all.
Stop it? But how?
You must go out of the barnyard and into the world.
But the fence is tall and I cannot climb.
Perhaps if you hopped on my back, I could fly you out.
Would you? Oh, that would make me happier than I'd ever hoped to be.
Good. Then let's hurry. So just hop on my back and we'll be off.
So the farmer's hen helped the ugly duckling over the fence and into the world. The little duckling thought the world was the most immense place he had ever seen. It was not long, however, until the little duckling came upon a flock of geese.
Hello.
Why, it's a little duck and all alone.
Yes, I ran away from the barnyard and into the world.
But why should a duck as young as you do that?
Because the others laughed at me and called me ugly.
Well, I must admit you're a bit odd-looking for a duck. But even so, the world's a big place for one so little.
I know, and sometimes frightening.
But ugly as you are, you're welcome to join us.
You mean the other geese will not poke fun at me?
Not so long as you mind your own.
Oh, I will. I promise.
Good. Then come along.
What was that?
The gunshot of hunters. As sure as I'm a goose. Hide! Hide for your life!
And even as the little duckling made his first friend, he lost them. For the geese took flight and flew away. The little duckling was more frightened than ever. And sliding into some other brush, hid his face in the wings to shut out the sound of the guns. After a while, the little duckling looked up. What he saw made him rub his eyes in wonder. for there directly before him was a sight more beautiful than he had ever seen. Graceful white bird with a long, slender neck and feathers like velvet.
Hello, little duckling. Why are you crying?
I did not mean to cry.
What is it, then?
It's just that I'm the unhappiest duckling in all the world because I'm so ugly.
'Tis true you're far from pretty, but everyone has to grow up, you know.
Grow up? But what has that to do with it?
Sometimes even the awkward grow into the most beautiful.
But I'm too ugly even for that.
Don't despair, little duckling. You mustn't forget your plot.
I know. I should be brave, but sometimes it's very hard. And with winter coming...
Remember only this, that after winter, springtime always comes.
Springtime? What's that?
You will know it when it comes, for the birds will return from the south, and everything will be green and happy.
And I shall be grown up?
Yes, a full-grown bird, and much the wiser.
What's that?
The others are calling me for our flight to the south. Goodbye, little duckling. I'll see you in the spring.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Soon there was a great gust of a north wind, and the little duck shivered, for winter had come. Days and weeks he wandered around trying to find enough food to keep him alive. Then one day, the little duck felt a warmth upon his body, and taking his head from under his wings, he looked upon a new world.
The sun is shining, and the world is green. It's springtime. I know it is. Spring has come at last.
The little duck rushed to the pond nearby that was filled again with birds and plunged into the water. Just then a funny thing happened. For the moment he came into view, all eyes were upon him, staring as they looked. Before he knew it, the beautiful white bird he remembered so well was swimming toward him.
What is it? What is it? Why do you all stare at me?
Forgive us, Your Highness. We could not believe our eyes.
Your Highness? But why do you call me that?
Because you are so beautiful.
Beautiful? I?
Look into the water. Look into its mirror.
It cannot be. A beautiful white bird reflected here cannot be me.
It is, Your Highness. It is. You are grown at last, and into the most beautiful swan that has ever swum in the pond.
A swan? But I'm not a swan. Don't you remember me? I was the ugly duckling.
Ah, but that's where you were wrong. You were never a duck at all, but a baby swan from the very start.
I was?
Of course. I suspected it when I saw you first, but it was too soon to tell.
And now I am grown into the regal swan.
The most beautiful of all. Come, let us make a royal escort. We shall lead the way for all the world to see that the ugly duckling of time gone by is now the prince of the pond.
Never dreamed I of such happiness as this in the days when I was the ugly duckling.
Oh, that was the most wonderful story a duckling ever heard.
And one that applies directly to you.
To me? Do you mean that I am not a duck either?
Of course not.
But how can you tell?
We can tell from your feathers and the way you are built.
I can scarcely believe it can be true.
Only a case of mistaken judgment. Often we don't give ourselves credit for what we really are. It takes another to set us straight.
You've certainly set me straight. Oh, this shall be the happiest Christmas I have ever spent, and one I shall never forget.
Goodbye, Danny.
Goodbye, Susan and Peter.
Susan, the window is coming back. I think we'd better go.
All right, Peter.
Let's take one more look, Susan. Here, I'll help you out of the window.
All right. Look, Danny's already fast asleep.
So he is. And see, Susan, his frown is gone, and now he's smiling.
Isn't it wonderful, Peter? You know what?
What, Susan?
Why not feel the spirit of Christmas more than ever before? Because we made someone else happy beside ourselves.